When the nation was founded, waterways were the interstate highways of the day. Today, those rivers can still move a lot of cargo, but most of us don't see it on the water unless we happen to be passing over a major bridge. Today, we head out on the river to see just how much those barges can move on this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Steve Terry has been working on the Mississippi River since the 1970s. Today, he's the owner and captain of the Mark Twain Riverboat in Hannibal, Missouri. When he takes visitors on tours of the river, the other traffic he usually sees out here are barges.
A standard barge, that's 195 feet long, 35 feet wide, 12 feet deep, and they generally load them to 52,000 bushel, or 1,500 ton.
A box-end barge can hold slightly more cargo, up to 57,000 bushels. Of course, that's just one barge, and there are usually several linked together, moving up and down the waterway.
Up here above St. Louis, it can run up to 15, three wide, five long at a time. Get below St. Louis, they can run as many as 35 wide going downriver and bring 50 empties coming upriver.
On the day I interviewed Steve in the pilot house at the dock in Hannibal, the river was running lower as dry conditions in the upper Midwest had lowered water levels, making navigation more problematic.
The channel's guaranteed to 9 feet deep. And that's what it takes to float a loaded barge. So they really want 9.5 feet. There are going to be some spots showing up here below us that are normal trouble spots. They're going to have to either raise the water level if we get some rain, or they're going to have to start loading lighter, which means that they do that, then they're losing money.
Steve runs tours here from spring to fall and enjoys meeting folks from all over the nation and world.
My wife and I and my daughter, we're all three here together, and we're running the business. I like what I do, and you know, I also like the fact that in the winter months, kind of the time's mine, it's like being semi-retired. You still got to do office stuff, but you know, I have the flexibility to go and do things in the winter months.
Traveling the countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.